the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Tony Glazer. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Darien Pharmacy, Action Heating and Air, David's Tire and Auto, and by Southern Hardware. And now, here's your host, Jason Bishop. Welcome to the McIntosh Academy Coaches Show with head coach Tony Glazer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop. This segment of the Buccaneer Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, Darien Pharmacy, Action Heating and Air, and by Davis Tire and Auto. And now, joining us, the head coach of the MCA Buccaneers, Tony Glazer. Coach, thanks for taking the time to come on with us.
Thank you for having me.
Coach, we will, before we get into the game, your opener against Pierce, I kind of want to backtrack a little bit even before that to your first year here at MCA, coming over from Liberty County. Let's just catch everyone up to speed on what your offseason looked like, your spring practice looked like, and everything that you walked into at MCA and what you've seen to this point.
Well, I think from the beginning, we've been trying to kind of regroup a little bit from where they ended last year. In the last year with 33 players, we went through spring and ended up having to go down and play Richmond Hill and Bryan County in a spring game with 31 kids. And Richmond Hill had 120 and Bryan had 45. But we went down there and, you know, lost to Richmond Hill and tied Bryan, and it was a competitive game. And our whole process, you know, going into the summer was continue to build our scheme offensively, defensively, and also try to get some more bodies because it was – very difficult to practice with 30 kids.
Coach, going into spring practice, you mentioned that. And so your spring practice, I think I had heard a number that was in the low 30s, late 20s, or high 20s as far as kids that you had out in the spring. And then I also heard that number had actually jumped quite a bit to what you actually started the season with. You're somewhere around 40 kids. Is that right?
Right now, as of today, we have 45 kids.
And so what do you think attributed to getting the extra kids out between spring and the beginning of the season?
I think it made a difference when school started. We were able to get in the building and, you know, lay our hands on people, because I wasn't here during school. So I just kind of came over after school for football, so I didn't have the chance to build those relationships that we were able to build once school started. And then during the summer, the kids did a good job of recruiting the friends, getting to come out and give it a try, and we've been able to hang on to everybody who's came out and gave it a try. So
let's talk a little bit about your coaching staff. What coaches did you bring over with you, if any, and who stayed on the staff, if any? And just talk a little bit about the guys that are on your staff currently.
Well, right now, Coach Marshall was back from last year. He's a defensive coordinator. He's a defensive coordinator right now as well. You got Coach Harrison, who was here last year, who works with defense linebackers and is a special team coordinator. You had Coach Ellis, who was here last year as well. And then we went and hired a couple other people who were around McIntosh last year, but they didn't coach. We hired Coach Hewlett and also Coach Williams, which they worked with the middle school last year. And then we brought in Coach Wade Peterson. He's the offensive coordinator. And then we also brought in Coach Carl Pollock, who's the defensive line coach, who's a former defensive coordinator at Bradwell and also Mitchell County as of last year.
This is the MCA Coaches Show with head coach Tony Glazer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, coming over from Liberty County, now the head coach at MCA, your first head coaching job, what's the experience been like so far? I know it's early.
It's been good and challenging at the same time. I think it's coming in, you know, I really wasn't sure what to do when I first got out there and only had, you know, 31 kids to go through practice. I'm used to, you know, practicing with 80 kids, but it's been a good adjustment. The staff's been good. The administration's been good. And the kids have been great. You know, they want to be good. They want to be better, but they also know it's going to take time. It's not going to happen overnight. So you know, our adjustments just try to get better every day, and which is what we're trying to do.
Okay. So on offense, let's talk a little bit about the type of style that you're going to run on offense and key players that we should be paying attention to for the 2018 season on offense.
Offensively, we're going to try to spread around a little bit, try to get some matchups on the outside. As terms of key players in the backfield, we got Johnny Cummins and Isaiah Jason, who are our running backs, and also they spread out in the slot a little bit. We got Jacob Lingle, who's a returning receiver. And we got a couple other guys who are new to playing, who are out there doing a pretty good job so far. O-line, we got one starter back from last year's offensive line, which is Stanley Rush. So we've had to find four other new guys to kind of move in on the O-line. And offensively, you know, we're just trying to get consistency, trying to get timing down, trying to get better at what we do. And that's just, you know, trying to move the ball and spread it out on the best we can.
Of course, on the defensive side of the ball, most people that know your track record and your resume will argue that's your forte as a defensive side of the ball. Of course, you've got Richard LeCount at Georgia. Raekwon McMillan has played underneath you as well. So defensively, what are you going to bring to MCA scheme-wise and just from an overall perspective?
We're hoping to bring, you know, we're running the 4-3, like a multiple 4-3 look. We'll go into a 4-4 and we'll be aggressive. We'll blitz. A couple different coverages. We're just trying to be a physical football team, a team that's gap sound, physical, and a team that plays hard. And that's the eye of a defense, a team that plays hard, runs the ball, and plays together. And that's what we're trying to do. And it's just going to take a little bit of time to get there. We're looking through the defense. We've got two guys who actually played meaningful minutes on varsity last year with what we're putting out there. So when we played Liberty County 2 weeks ago, that was the first varsity experience for most of the guys we had.
Talk a little bit about the guys that you expect us to hear their name a good bit on the defensive side of the ball.
Defensive side of the ball, I think you'll hear Elijah Ellison. He was our leading tackler last week against Pierce County. I think you'll hear Nick Carter in the middle. He's the one guy returning in the middle defense line. And Josh Amerson, who's the middle linebacker, who is a good ball player. And we have a couple other guys defensive-wise. In the secondary, Jacob Lingle will play defense. Isaiah Jason will play defense. Johnny Cummins will play defense. You'll hear a couple names flipping over.
Coach, coming into the season, we'll jump into Pierce County probably next segment. Talk a little bit about that game in the next segment. So coming into the season, you mentioned it prior. You know, your MCA didn't necessarily leave off on a good note at the end of last year. They didn't have a good season last year. And so you're kind of walking into that, and obviously you want to keep things positive. And so what do you tell your kids coming off a season like that with a brand-new coach walking in the door? What's the first thing you said to your kids when you met them?
Just trying to get to know them a little bit. That was the big thing. I wasn't kind of come in saying we're changing this or changing that. I mean, because I wasn't here last year, so I don't know the reason for why they did things. I just kind of came in with a mindset that we're here. We're going to try to do things not necessarily a better way or the right way, but the way I'm accustomed to doing things. And, you know, the kids are going to be learning new systems, offense, defensively, and we're just trying to get better. And the main thing we're trying to do is try to increase our strength and conditioning program. I felt like we were a little behind when we got here in the spring, and I feel like we're catching up a little bit. We're still behind, you know, based on the teams we play, but I feel like we're making some serious improvements.
More to come on the Buccaneers Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Fight songs, cheerleaders, whistles blowing, they're all part of the game. Unfortunately, so are injuries. I'm Dr. Denny Carter with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, reminding all athletes that if you hurt your elbow, break your hand or wrist, or even blow out a shoulder or knee, we can help. And we have the strength of Southeast Georgia Health System supporting us. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 87. Don't miss Southern Hardware's one-day sale on September the 15th. All Echo equipment will be 20% off. That's right, all Echo equipment, 20% off. Come on in and check out the Husqvarna line of chainsaws as well. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, southernhardwareinc.com, 912-267-7992.
In South Georgia, it's hot, and nothing is worse than not having an AC unit. That doesn't cut the mustard. Action Heating and Air is here to help, servicing McIntosh, Glenn, and surrounding counties since 1991. On call for you 24/7, and when it does cool off, Action Heating and Air can get your unit winter ready in a snap. Financing available. Action Heating and Air, 265-3008, online at actionac.com, and let's go Bucks!
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with head coach Tony Glazer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, and by Action Heating and Air. Okay, coach, so you guys got your first live action on Friday night. You played Pierce County, coached by Jason Strickland, and you guys came away 48-14. Talk about, even though, you know, that score doesn't look all that impressive, but again, little steps, building blocks for you guys. So talk about the things that you guys did well in that football game.
I think, we played our special teams were well. Our kicker kicked the ball extremely well. And we developed some consistency offensively the second half, which is what we really needed to do. We struggled the first half. Defensively, when we got lined up and fitted up, we played okay. But their offensive scheme that they do is very difficult when you're introducing a lot of new guys to Friday night action. a lot of movement, a lot of shifting guys over, and it can be tough. And anytime we didn't get shift in the right area, when they did, they were able to turn the corner on us. And when they did, it was tough to tackle them in space. And, you know, not to mention the fact that we were outmanned up front pretty good. I mean, that was one of the biggest offensive lines I've ever seen at the high school level.
Coach, talk a little bit about the defensive side of the football. I mean, you look at it in 48 points given up, and if I'm not mistaken, it was 42-0 somewhere at the half.
Yes, sir.
That's about right.
It was 42-0 at half. In the first half, the biggest thing that killed us was big plays. I mean, we got them in third and 15 three different times, and they scored. One was on a screen pass, one was on a jet sweep, another one was just on a buck sweep. Just we didn't get in the right position, and then they got in space, and we just didn't make the play.
Well, you get 14 points later in the football game. Got to be a morale booster that your kids didn't just lay down, and they were still fighting there at the end to score not one but two touchdowns. So talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, that was a good thing. They never gave up. That was the thing at halftime we talked about, staying together and just trying to, you know, try to win the third quarter, try to win the fourth quarter, try to win a possession, just try to get some good stuff moving forward, you know, because, you know, one game doesn't define our season. You know, we knew going into it was going to be a tough outing for us, and we were just trying to get better in the second half. We played pretty good defense. We kept them out of the end zone. The one time they scored, they picked up a fumble on our offense, and defense ran back for a touchdown. But so defense played much better, which gave us a little better field position, and offense was able to get into a little bit of rhythm.
Yeah, I would definitely say that in the second half, it seemed like your team maybe began to figure some things out. You know, like I said earlier, we were talking about a 42-0 at the half, but then in the second half, you guys outscored them 14-6 in the second half. So it looked like your offense kind of got going. And then talk a little bit about your defense only giving up 6 points the entire second half.
Yeah, I mean, they did a better job of getting lined up. And physical, we didn't miss near as many tackles as we did the first half. I think we settled in a little bit. Like I said, you know, that's their first varsity experience. There was a good crowd there. Pierce brought a lot of people. Mm-hmm. They're a very opposing team to look at warming up. And I think our guys were a little anxious and a little nervous at the beginning. I think it showed early on.
You're listening to the MCA Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, going into the football game, how excited were your kids just to finally get the pads on and get started?
Oh, they were excited. They've been talking about it all week. I mean, just – and then the weather, and then we get out there and go through warm-ups, and then we have an hour delay. So it's just the delays we went through all summer practices that we continue to go through. You know, fortunately, we were able to get out there, and I think we came out maybe a little bit too anxious. But all in all, we settled in as the game went on, and the thing I was most proud of is we never gave up. I mean, we had a lot of guys. I mean, we got pushed around at times, you know, had a few guys, you know, have some injuries, but our kids never quit. I mean, they battled the whole entire game, and that's what we were proud of.
Coach, let's talk a little bit about your injuries. I know that the quarterback that was there before you got there no longer there at MCA, and so you had a quarterback competition going into the spring and into the season, and you finally named a starter, and now – is he going to – I believe that he might have taken a little bit of a nick. Is he going to miss any time?
He got hurt in the Liberty County scrimmage. He got his shoulder dinged up pretty good. And right now he's out, you know, for the time being. It's just kind of one of those things. You know, he's young. He's only 14 years old.
Wow.
You know, they're going to just monitor him and just see how his shoulder heals. But like I said, he had stepped up and took the job, and he got hurt in the third quarter of Liberty County and was actually doing some pretty good things before he went down, so that was unfortunate.
Coach, talk a little bit about that. There have to be times when you're coaching a 14-year-old quarterback that you just have to step back and count to 10, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's a different breed for a 14-year-old. I'll tell you, you know, the kid we had in May to the kid in July was like night and day. I mean, he knows the offense better than anybody on the team, and, you know, he has the ability to make plays with his arm and also with his legs. I mean, he did a couple times against Liberty County. They had him hemmed up. He was able to get around the corner and turn the corner. Mm-hmm. A couple times we were able to, you know, really work our flood game with him. Just some different things he brought to the table.
What about the other injuries on your report from the scrimmage and especially the Pierce County game?
Well, the scrimmage game, that was the main injury we had. And against Pierce, we had four guys go down who weren't able to finish the game. And, you know, some of them are serious, some of them are minor, and some of them we really just don't know yet. They're kind of waiting to see. Anytime you get something that's swelled up, you got to kind of let it, you know, heal down a little bit before we can get a fair assessment on how long they're going to be out. But I would say we got at least three guys who'll be out a couple weeks.
You know, sometimes, Coach, you look at these scores around the state, and the scores don't really tell the story of the game. And so, you know, you look at your score 48-14, it's really easy just to glaze over that and say, oh, well, Pierce County just demolished MCA. So talk to me a little bit about the grade that you give your team on the field, you being there.
Well, I think, you know, I definitely from an alignment standpoint defensively, I don't think we graded out too well. Effort, we graded out extremely well, that we didn't give up. We missed some key tackles that really hurt us early on. Anytime you miss a good back like they had and he gets in space, then you're in trouble. But we improved in that as the game went on. So, I mean, we definitely can be a lot better, obviously. You know, 48 points, you know, as you mentioned, you know, being a defensive guy is very unacceptable. I mean, I barely even slept any on Friday night thinking about it. I've never gave up that many points in my life. So that was a little different. But, you know, we knew going into it was going to be tough. You know, obviously I thought we'd play a little better than what we did, but it wasn't nothing to do with effort. I just take it, you know, look, we didn't have the guys, we didn't have them ready to play. You know, the fact that we couldn't get lined up, I mean, I know they were moving quickly, but that falls on me. We got to do a better job of getting ready to play.
We'll be right back to the Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Tony Glazer on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Darien Pharmacy is your hometown pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center on Highway 17 in Darien. Darien Pharmacy accepts most insurances and offers competitive cash prices. Free delivery to McIntosh and Glynn counties. Look for them on Facebook and on their website, DarienRx.com. Open until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. Give them a call, 912-437-3784. And let's go Bucks!
Tires, David's Tire and Auto. Brakes, David's Tire and Auto. AC work, David's Tire and Auto. Alignment, David's Tire and Auto. You get the point, right? Any work your car needs, David's Tire and Auto is your one-stop shop. So whether it's a tune-up, diagnostics, or whatever, David's Tire and Auto has you covered. 32 years experience and ASE certified. 1220 Northway, Highway 17, 912-437-3650. And find David's Tire and Auto on Facebook. A proud supporter of MCA Athletics. Let's go! Bucks.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Tony Glazer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop. This segment is brought to you by David's Tire and Auto and by Darien Pharmacy. Okay, coach, so now you get an off week. You get the opportunity to heal up and get ready. And then the week after that, you got the Brunswick High Pirates coming to the ship to play you guys in Darien. So let's start with the off week. What are you going to emphasize? What are you going to focus on with the week off?
Well, we're installizing on, you know, trying to get a little healthier after this past game, and we're also really working on our installation and fundamentals. We're trying to get more fundamentally sound. We're working on a lot of tackling, you know, a lot of alignment, a lot of our, you know, our time in our offensive game. Just trying to get better. You know, some things we noticed on film that really didn't time up that right, or stuff we had been working on that we really didn't like. You know, once we actually got a film to kind of go back and review it. So, you know, we're just working on trying to get better about us this week, and then, you know, we get to next week when we get some film on Brunswick, then we'll start preparing for them.
Brunswick, a 6A opponent coming over to play you guys. Do you feel, I mean, I know that you didn't schedule that, but do you feel like, wow, you know, that's not even fair for us to have to play that game? Or are you on the other side of the fence, hey, this is going to make us better?
I'm kind of in between, kind of one of those things, you know, we'll play who's on the schedule. You know, I just, you know, hope we can go into it. You know, our kids are excited about it. I will say that. They're not intimidated. They're ready to play. I just hope we can get through it. You know, both teams and everybody comes out healthy and we get a little bit better. And at the end of the day, you know, we'll play a team like them at Pierce. You'd like to say we won't play anybody like that the rest of the year. That's what, you know, going into it, what you like to say. But, you know, the main thing is to go into it and, you know, pull some good things out and just hope that, you know, both team, everybody comes out healthy, you know, going into, you know, region play.
Well, as you know, that team is coached by the former Pierce County coach, Sean Pender, who is now at Brunswick. Have you had an opportunity to even think about Brunswick High 2 weeks away, or are you still focused on fixing what happened with Pierce?
We're focusing on what happened with Pierce. We're just, right now, our worst enemy is ourselves. Mm-hmm. We're just trying to get better at what we do. I think, you know, there'll be a time for Brunswick next week, and we know that's going to be a huge challenge. I mean, we know, I've coached against Coach Pender before when mm-hmm. I was at Liberty and he was at Pierce. So, I mean, I know what they're bringing offensively. You know, it's, you know, just the way they run their system is efficient, it's fast, and there's athletes everywhere and big linemen. It's going to be a challenge. So, you know, our biggest thing is we're just trying to get better.
In the past, what has Pender done well against your defenses, and what has your defenses done well against Pender's offenses?
I think the big thing that he's always kind of got us with is all of his quarterbacks are always very great at scramble drill, mm-hmm. and the receivers are great at finding their landmarks, and that gets us every time. We feel like, you know, we're going to get pressure, next you know he slips out, and then you just hope there's not a receiver there, and of course they're all coming back because they're so well coached. And that's just one thing that really he's always got us on. Every time we played the, you know, the scramble drill, the, you know, the 50-50 balls, it's just, you can just tell that they're coached well and they know exactly what they're doing.
Well, Coach, I know that you're a good enough defensive coach where you've probably gotten him a time or two with some schemes and plays that you've called on defense. Talk a little bit about that.
You know, just trying to get pressure. You know, when you face him, you've got to be able to get pressure with four. If you're having to start sending linebackers and safeties and corners trying to mix it up, usually his quarterback's smart enough to find who it's coming through. You know, in any type of anytime you blitz defensively, there's always somebody open. It's just a matter of them finding them. So when we've had success, it's been by just having four guys, you know, get pressure, push the pocket, kind of push them where we want to go.
It should be a pretty interesting game, Coach. I'm pretty sure you're already aware of this. Brunswick High lost 35 seniors from their squad last year, and they're playing pretty much on defense in particular, nothing but sophomores. So they're a very young team. So, you know, you look at this game and you say, oh, 6A versus MCA going, you know, and MCA, you know, a few classifications down. But in your mind, you got to think, you know what, we're probably going to keep this game closer than what most people think, and we might have a chance to win it because Brunswick's so young.
I mean, we're just, you know, we're going into it, like I said, with the mindset of just trying to get better and go out there and compete, and, you know, whatever happens, happens. You know, we're going into it, we're pretty young defensively, too. You know, we start one senior and three juniors on defense, and the rest are sophomore and freshmen. Our biggest class is freshmen. Of our 44 or 45 kids, 16 of them are freshmen. So we're just, you know, going with the mindset, and we're just trying to get a little bit better each week, you know. And like I said, and just hope that, you know, when we walk off the field, we can say, guys, we competed, we left it all on the field, and you played a really good football team.
This is the MCA Coaches Show with Tony Glazer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Okay, Coach, so we're now one game in, 0-1 for the season. Did you have any types of goals, win-loss record-wise, that you were trying to achieve for this season, or was it just one of those things where we're going to go out and play, and then when game 10 ends, we'll see where we are?
That's kind of the mindset. You know, start out early year, the non-region. It's like, you know, like a college team played the non-conference games to get ready for a conference, what matters. And our whole thing is we're just trying to get a little bit better from week one to week two to week three, as you mentioned, to week 10, you know, hoping that these tough non-region games and the scrimmage game of Liberty will get us ready for region play where we can get in there, you know, play with schools our size level and hopefully, you know, get in there, win enough, and hopefully, you know, have a chance to get in the state playoffs.
Thank you for joining us for the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Tony Glazer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, thank you for coming out and taking the time. We'll do this each and every Tuesday night, and so you can catch it right here on the SouthernSportsEdition.com, streaming 24/7 on demand. Signing off for Coach Glazer, I'm Jason Bishop, and of course, Coach, go Bucks.
All right, thank you. Have a good evening.